Hey, Brandon.
Hey Jerry, how you doing?
Hey, how are things in the Twin Cities?
They are a little bit warmer than they were the past couple days, but we're digging out from our huge snowpocalypse, but we're getting better.
Snowpocalypse. Did you have that much snow, really?
We did. I think the count here at my house, I bet we had 13 inches.
Oh
So
yeah.
and that's in one, that was in 24 hours, so that's pretty significant.
Yeah, we had a lot too, and it's heavy snow. At least here it was really heavy snow. Not wet, just like teeny tiny little snowflakes. It was the weirdest thing. So it's really hard to shovel.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not why I'm calling. You got something cool to show me?
Yeah, I'm actually working on setting up a VM today with a bunch of dev tools, and I thought I'd show you how I go about doing this with just a couple clicks, and then I go walk away and watch a movie. And by the
Okay.
time the movie's over, I'm ready to go. So if you're interested, I can show you how that works.
Yeah, share your screen so I can see what you're talking about. Oh, you're setting up a brand new VM with all
Yeah,
the
brand
mess
new one.
of installing and on like that. Gotcha.
Oh yeah, all that stuff that you always do when you pave a new machine. Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. So,
All right, it's spinning
look.
and I see it. Cool.
Awesome. So what I'd use here is I use a tool called Box Starter.
Okay.
Box Starter is built on top of this project called Chocolaty. Chocolaty is kind of like NuGet, but at an application level.
Okay.
And so you can actually script the installation of programs onto your machine. So now you can see where I'm going with this.
Okay.
So what we do then is we combine this with Box Starter, which actually allows you to tweak machine level parameters like your taskbar, your Windows Explorer options, because you always turn on file extensions after you install Windows, don't you?
Every time.
like a good developer, right? And so what we do then is we just create a gist. And we have it set up with everything we need to install. So I'll just walk you through the gist here a little bit. It's going to set my Windows Explorer options to enable file extensions. Then it's going to enable remote desktop on my machine. And then it's going to move all of my libraries, like desktop, personal,
Oh
music, up
yeah.
to where the OneDrive locations are at.
What
So I know
a
everybody's kind of
frustrating thing. That is so nice. So there, in five quick lines, I have remapped all of my libraries to where I want them in the first place, my OneDrive.
Exactly. It's going to then install NetFX 3 from the Windows features, and then we're going to just crank on program installation. Visual Studio 2015, Beyond Compare, Notepad++,
All right, so this is where
FSE.
Chocolaty kicks in. So above that is all the stuff. That's the just what Boxster Candy, I guess. All this stuff they've built out so that you
Right, this is the
can.
PowerShell commandlets that they give you, yep.
Oh, that is nice.
And then here's the real kicker. We get to install VizX packages straight from a script. And add all of your usual Visual Studio extensions in your
Nice.
Visual Studio install. So,
That is a
thought
big deal
I'd give
because
it
that is such a hassle. You can't really. That doesn't roam with your Visual Studio, does it? I don't think it does. Does it roam with
No, it
your.
doesn't.
It
Nope.
should, right? Because
It
every
should.
time I install Visual Studio, it should pop up and say, here are the extensions you used. Do you want to use them again? That'd be awesome. But
Exactly.
in lieu of that, we've got this.
Yeah, we've got this. So I just hit go on my one line. Command line, and it's going to go out and get Box Starter's Click Once installer.
All right, so
It's
wait,
going
you have your gist script. You passed it over to Box Starter, which read your script and created a little program with all the stuff it needs. Because a
Right.
script can't do this. You need an app that you give admin permissions to do the whole thing.
Yep, exactly.
Because it
So what
handles
Box Starter's bringing
downloading
down,
and. Oh, yeah.
yeah, Box Starter's bringing down the package that contains Chocolaty in and of itself. So that it can handle the Choco install and all of those commands, and then it's bringing down all the PowerShell commandlets that we used, like set the Explorer options and all that stuff. So that's what it's bringing down here. And once it's done, then it just goes and parses my gist and just takes care of everything and just starts cranking. So right here, we'll see it. Yep, prompt me for this. Runs a
That's
couple of other commandlets, and then it
basically
just.
you giving it God permissions to do
Yep.
anything it wants
Yep.
to.
Go ahead and install. So. And it's worth noting that all of the packages that we install from Chocolaty are moderated. So they have a team of people that comb through everything that these scripts
Cool.
are downloading and installing, and they make sure that they're legit. It disables automatic updates from Windows Update while it does this, because of course you don't want Windows Update rebooting your computer while it's in the middle of this.
No, I don't.
And so we'll see. My taskbar flash a little bit here as it restarts the Explorer process because it's remapping those folders out to OneDrive. So once it gets into that area of the script, you'll start to see my taskbar flash. And then the first big thing that it's going to do, of course, is install that NetFX 3 from Windows features. It takes a few minutes, but you know, like I said, you can just go watch a movie or two, depending on how much you install.
How long does it take? How long does it take for you to get the box just the way you like it?
I think for this script to run and finish out is about 3 hours.
Oh, that's
so
serious.
I used to actually have Office 2016 included in here as well, which was a pretty good chunk. But with all the new, you know, modern apps that they're kicking out, I found less and less need for that.
So I can inject my Office key and everything as well. It's ready to go when I'm done here. I think a lot of developers know about Chocolaty. This is really Box Starter, making it so that not only do you have the apps you want, Windows is the way that you want it. Because that is, it's not work, right? It's just a nuisance. And it's these 20 things that you want to do, and you always do 19 and forget the one. And
yep.
Something is wrong, now you got to go figure that out. Oh my gosh, this is beautiful.
Yep. So there was a little bit of output saying that it moved, you know, my pictures directory out to OneDrive.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then, of course, it's going to go ahead and run this, and you know, this will take, like it says, several minutes to complete.
I don't want to watch the whole thing. This is not if it's 3 hours. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have different scripts for different types of boxes? Like this is going to be my server box. This is going to be my development box.
Yeah, I actually do. Funny that you ask. So if you go out to, you know, just my personal Gist account, let's see if this loads here. I've got a box starter for my personal dev boxes, uh-huh. And then I've got a box starter for like my professional dev boxes. So if I, you know, start a new job and I get my machine from IT, I just boom, hit this script and it just blows everything onto the machine that I need.
You're an IT dream come true.
Yeah. I think
what are you going to install? I only need permission to install something for like maybe just an hour, you know, just so I can install. Okay. Seems reasonable. Boom! Nice. I love it.
Yep.
So this is awesome. So now I can install V6 packages, which is a big deal, right? Because what's your favorite V6 package? You have a lot going on there, man.
I do, and I think that one of my favorites is it's a kind of a toss up between the productivity power tools. I crave the remove and sort on save. That is a beautiful add in that V6 package. And
yeah.
The other one I think is kind of indispensable is Ref 12. Being able to,
I don't know Ref 12.
Ref 12? Oh man, Ref 12. It doesn't work for UWPs yet, but if you're doing like standard .NET development,
sure.
It lets you F12 into .NET source code on the reference source Microsoft website.
Oh my gosh, that is incredible.
Yeah. And it'll step you right into the exact method at reference source. Yes.
Nice. Now, look, I can see one you're missing. This is one you have to have. It's my new standard, and it's so stupid, but it's so good. It's it's Visual Studio Restart, and it's one
what?
Of the. It adds it right up next to Exit, and so you go to Restart, and it basically closes and reopens Visual Studio, but brings you back to the solution project files you were already in. And so you know how sometimes Visual Studio just goes nuts on you, and you're like, okay,
yeah.
I'll just close it and reopen it. But Restart is like that beautiful type of restarting where it goes and brings you back to where you were before, and you have the option of Restart Admin. So then if you're using the emulator or whatever and you have all these boxes that pop up, you just restart it, and it's tons faster than you reloading everything and getting back to the context. Anyway, that's my thing. I'm looking at it going slow, and I think
yep.
it's worth saying that your VM is working hard right now. Getting
absolutely.
Getting pounded by this script.
Let's see how hard it's working here. So yeah, it's installing the memory. The disk is at 100%.
Yeah, that's what kills it.
So
yeah.
she's cranking away here.
Nice.
But
well, I like it, Brandon.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna start using it. I got Chocolaty for all my apps. I got Boxster now to set up Windows exactly the way I like it. Cool, man.
Exactly.
Thanks for showing this to me.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Do you have a demo that you'd like to share? Send a note to Demo of the Day. That's DOTD @Microsoft.com.